Welcome to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Stizzum, where entrepreneurs come together to discuss business growth strategies, marketing ideas, techniques, and tips. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Michelle Stizzum.
Good afternoon and welcome to Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Stizzum normally. However, today Michelle is launching a tour across the U.S., so I'm going to tell you all about that because this is something you want to know about. So if you have friends or fellow business owners or colleagues or clients that are in any of the cities where Michelle is doing a tour, then you want to know about that. So I'm going to tell you all about that. So, but first, this is Sandy Lawrence, and Michelle is my coach. I am also her PR person, her publicist. So that's why I get to know all the places where Michelle is and how you can find her and how you can get in touch with her. So lots. She is available, and working with her can just catapult your business big time. So Michelle is a success strategist. She's a business coach located in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and she is the CEO and founder of DecisiveMinds.com. So if you want to know more about her, if you want to know all about her, go to DecisiveMinds.com, and you'll find out a lot more and read her blog, sign up for all the information there about her. Today she is launching her Make More Money Tour 2014. So this is not the first year she's done that. And she is starting in Seattle, Washington. So too late, obviously, to be in Seattle for that one. But the next stop on her tour will be Boston. And then she's going to be in Phoenix. And then she will be in Dallas, Texas. And then, yay, she'll be in Houston. So for those of you that are in Houston, mark your calendars. So let me tell you that the next one is Boston, June 27th. The next one after that is July 17th. That's Phoenix. Dallas is August 11th. And August 28th is Houston. So now let me tell you about this tour. This is Michelle Stizzum sharing her secrets on three things you can do to step into your greatness, to build your business to the next level. And those three topics include how to step into your authority and your value by creating an inverted funnel. So if you're not familiar with her inverted funnel concept, you definitely want to be at one of these events. Or if you know someone in any of these cities, or if you're not in those cities, it would be worth your while and your investment to get a plane and get there immediately. So if you go to makemoremoneytour.com or go to her decisiveminds.com, you can find more information. Or just send her an email, get in touch with us somehow on Facebook, if you're interested in going to one of these cities, if you have to fly there or if you want to attend. There's ways to register. There's sites to register. And we'll be happy to get you all the information, make it as simple as possible. So it would definitely will be worth an investment to learn how to step into your authority and your value by creating an inverted funnel. Also, she helps you know how to get your audience. So you're a speaker, how to get your audience to tell you exactly what you want, and then turn that into a marketing message and instantly close more sales. Now, if you've read anything about Michelle recently or anything she's done in the past 6 to 8 months, she had a conference in Houston last year in September, which for you in Houston, she will be back again this year. And in that, using her concepts that she teaches through her Make More Money Tour, her Take Action, Get Profits, all the things that she does, all of her products, her books, everything she does, she was able to use those same philosophies, same principles, same concepts that she teaches you to use, and she had a $300,000 weekend. So can you imagine? Honestly, it was just amazing. I happened to be at that conference is where I really got to know her a little more, and now I'm in her program. So definitely want to check that out. The third thing she teaches in the Make More Money Tour is how to get sales conversions on your calendar, what to say during a sales conversion, and how to get them to say yes. And I can tell you that being in her coaching program, and our first guest is Paul Taubman, who's also in her coaching program, one of the things she insists from us is that we make those 15 minutes of sales calls every day. And then there's a process that she teaches us, coaches us, follows up with, holds us accountable for, because that's part of the secret, one of the secrets of taking your business to the next level or taking your business to beyond the six-figure mark is what she does. And one of the things that Michelle recently, I was with her in Change with Suzanne Evans, and there Michelle was received an award for having a multiple six-figure year. So she not only teaches you and trains you and coaches you and speaks to you on how you can have a six-figure income, she's doing multiple six figures herself, and she's on the road to being seven figures, possibly even this year. So get to know Michelle Sisson. Follow her on Facebook. Follow her on Twitter. At Results Lady is her Twitter handle. So get to know her. Find out about her. Learn from her, and go to one of these Make More Money Tour events. So again, Boston is June 27th, Phoenix is July 17th, Dallas, August 11th, and Houston, August 28th. So stay tuned for a lot more information on that. And we're going to go to a commercial break in just a minute, but before we do, I want to tell you a little bit about who I am. I said I was the PR person for Michelle Sisson, also for Bellamy DeShong, for Elizabeth McCormick, and some of the authors. I've worked with authors, publishers, business owners, entrepreneurs, speakers for now almost 14 years. My company is Perceptive Marketing. You can find out about me at perceptivemarketing.com or my new site, which is launching now, speak practically, is Perceptive Public Relations. And I can tell you that in the past year, after coaching with Elizabeth McCormick and then with Michelle Sisson, it has been absolutely just taken my business, just moved me forward by leaps and bounds. I'm just very excited about that. So tonight I'm actually hosting a webinar where, even though I've spoken on PR and marketing for years, Michelle's what it taught me into, why don't you tell some of your secrets? And so tonight I'm going to really share some things I learned in the past 30 years in the PR and marketing business, 14 years of my own business, and then working with other clients, corporate clients before that, or actually as an employee. And I'm going to share some of those secrets. I'm going to be very authentic tonight and share with you some things that work and don't work in PR. And I know that I am constantly being told, every time I meet with somebody for the first time, almost 100%, it's either I have invested in PR and spent a lot of money and I just did not get the results that I wanted, didn't get the results I thought I was paying for, or someone will say to me, you know, I have just been looking at all the things I need to do with PR, all the things I need to do in marketing, but where do I start? I just don't know where to start. And so I want to help you with some of those things tonight. So I'm just going to be sharing my secrets, my love of PR tonight on a webinar at 7 p.m. So if you're interested, you can go to perceptivepublicrelations.com. There's a place you can it has some information on the webinar, or you can send me an email at sandylawrence@perceptivemarketing.com, and there I can send you information on the webinar that's tonight. So if you're interested, I'm on Facebook. Send me a note on Facebook. You'll see on Facebook, on my Facebook page, is my cell number. So text me, call me, get in touch with me if you're interested at all in attending this webinar. Some people didn't know, but if you register, you can't be there tonight, and it's the last minute, you're just hearing about it. But those that are registered will have an opportunity to listen to the recorded version. So if you're interested, go ahead and register, sign up, and you'll get to hear the recording. So I'm looking forward to it. And now we're going to be, for the rest of this hour, talking to Paul Taubman first, who is I Need Help with WordPress.com. And then the next guest will be Gregory Ann Cox. Rebellious Wellness. Wow, I'm looking forward to talking to both of them. Paul, I know I've met him at several events in the past. Greg, I have not met, and I'm looking forward to talking to someone about Rebellious Wellness. So for now, we're going to take it away for a commercial break, and when we come back, it'll be Paul Taubman with I Need Help with WordPress.com.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Thank you very much, Tony Gambone. And Tony is the producer. This show is part of the Tough Talk Radio Network. So thank you, Tony, for all you do, and Wendy for the host of your different radio shows. So now we're back, and we have Mr. Paul Taubman on the line. So how are you, Paul?
I'm doing great today, Cindy. And yourself?
I am doing wonderful. It's always an exciting day for me when I get this email that says, can you host Michelle's show for her today? And I'm like, yes, I can. So, Paul, what's the weather like up in your area of the country?
Well, as you know, I'm on the East Coast, and it is gorgeous. This is the weather that is perfect. Perfect after the winter that we've had. It's been kind of messy, kind of cold, lots of snow this past year, so I'm loving it. Looking out the window and, whoo, nice.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So, Paul, I know you and I have met through several means, first with NAMS and then with Michelle and then with Connie Reagan Green. So, tell me how you got involved in this whole WordPress or this online world.
Okay. Let's see. I was born and raised in Manhattan, but that's probably going back too far.
Yeah, maybe not too bad.
All right, so we'll fast forward. There I was, a happy little baby, and I actually went to college for a computer science degree, so I'm technical by nature. And when the internet started coming around, I taught myself how to build websites. I taught myself HTML, and basically just got things up and going. I had a bunch of clients that I was their webmaster, if you remember that term, used as much these days. And I would build sites for all kinds of industries and different folks all over the place. And at that time, you know, everything was pretty much static. There wasn't much interaction. It was, you have a page and it's done. However, I started hearing, just as everybody else was hearing about, was e-commerce and internet marketing and, you know, this whole separate world. Because once you have a website, that's completely different than internet marketing and getting people, driving traffic, building a list, and doing all those important things in order to really be successful online. So I actually took a course, which had lifetime membership, to learn about internet marketing. And because it wasn't necessarily geared towards technical people, they were teaching how to build a website using this thing called WordPress. So I signed up for the course knowing, well, I'm a true developer. I can handle the website stuff. I just need to know all this business internet marketing parts of it. So I was kind of like, poo-poo to that. I'm the real deal. Just teach me what I need to know and I'll incorporate it. Well, I took the course and I learned quite a bit. Like I said, it was a lifetime membership type of deal. So the next time they offered it up again, I went through it again. But this time I thought, you know, sometimes every once in a while you get that light bulb goes off that says, stop proving things to yourself that you're the expert and listen to what other people say. Probably didn't happen to you, but, you know, it's
Never happened to me.
Kind of a block that I had. So I said, you know what, they're teaching this stuff. I may as well learn it. Let me go through it and evaluate it and see what I have to say myself. So I actually started to learn how to build sites using WordPress. And I tell you, at the end of that, it was just like a whole new business model opened up for me, because at that point, even though I was building a lot of websites for folks, quite a bit of my business was coming from maintenance. So a client would say, hey, I need to change the hours, my summer hours. Can you make this change? And I would make the change and I'd let them know, and we'd go back and forth and say, oh, you know what, I just realized that I'm going to take off the following week, not that week, so you need to change that again. And there's all this little bitty maintenance stuff. And while that was good for business in that sense, I really didn't want to be caught in the trap of just doing maintenance. I like building and designing sites and taking things to the big picture. Plus, it also seemed a little bit annoying to the clients because they had to rely on somebody. So with WordPress, I was able to convert all those sites that I had built and that I was maintaining in WordPress and train the clients how to maintain the site themselves. So this way, they're in control. They had the power. They were able to change anything that they wanted whenever they wanted. Now, some of the big stuff that they want to change, you know, we'd still be in touch and I could do some additional work for them, but it was such an amazing tool. Even somebody without a lot of technical skills, you know, I like to tell people, if you can create a letter in Microsoft Word and send an email, you can actually maintain your own website like that. So that's been what I've geared my business to ever since then, and it's just awesome. Love it.
So how did you first find out about NAMS?
Oh, NAMS, well, it was probably after that time. So I was into the WordPress thing, and I realized that I needed training about internet marketing. And I think NAMS was probably on their second or third, maybe their fourth workshop. Right now, as we're talking, 12 is coming up. So that shows you how long that's been going on. And so I went as a participant as an attendee, and just loved it. As you know, there's so much that they offer from the beginner all the way up to the expert. So I went there and just loved everything, loved the people. It's such a great workshop, and I went back again. Well, the second time I'm sorry?
And no, I was going to say, and you know, because I did attend your workshop there. I was the student. You were the teacher. First of all, the first year I went, you had a special workshop the day before it started, and I was in there. And then the next year, I went through the whole thing. And you, I mean, you have a talent, and honestly, one that I do not have, for being so patient with people who are learning or doing their own thing. Honestly, I think I would have walked out that day because that's the problems with the internet and all the other problems we had. So you just handled all that so beautifully. So When did you discover that that was a talent that you had?
I've been teaching, holy smokes, probably more than the majority of my life. I currently teach a college teaching technical programming courses. I do a lot of volunteering work where I do a lot of the technical work, and I teach people who have absolutely no technical skills. For example, this is a funny story. Not a lot of people know this, but the local cable TV station that's in my town, I actually run all the technology. And the station manager there is a gentleman who, when he first started, his big technology claim to fame was that he owned an answering machine.
Oh, gosh.
And now he's running this, you know, this whole TV station with all the technology. And so, you know, if I can teach him and get him up to speed on all this technology, you know, it's just something that I've become accustomed to doing. I tell people all the time that WordPress is easy. And then one day somebody stopped me and said, you know, WordPress is easy for you because you know how to do it. I said, that's true. Everything is easy once you know how to do it. Brain surgery for me, not easy. Hopefully it's easy for the brain surgeon, right? But until you actually do it, people don't realize that are teaching it a lot of times that other people don't know it. So I try to keep that type of thing in the foremost of my mind when I'm going through and teaching. And like you said, sometimes patience is a key component of that.
Well, since I happen to be married to a geek who doesn't quite have that gift to be able to teach technical stuff to non-techies, I really have appreciated working with you because I told him, I said, I don't like to ask you a question because, I mean, if I ask you what time it is, I have to hear how the clock started and how who made it and how it works. And I'm like, I don't want to know all that. I just want to know how to plug in and all that. So you do a great job, so congratulations on that. And I know, so we want to talk about, okay, you got your website is ineedhelpwithwordpress.com. So great website, and I'm looking at it now, beautifully done, because I am one of the people who came from the HTML and the, you know, I worked for technical, so I knew how to use the tools that were available. And you've actually, so you've been taking a tool that was known for the most of the world as a do-it-yourself kind of program, and you've become an expert in it, so now you teach people how to do it or you do it for them. So tell us a little bit about your services that you offer.
Okay, well, you know, I really started out, as you mentioned, on the teaching side and showing people how that they can do it themselves and what's possible if they don't want to rely on anybody else, if they want to take control of their website and not be held captive to somebody else. Well, I thought that was something that everybody wanted. So I was initially just offering courses and modules and trainings so that people can learn exactly what they need to do. But I was contacted by several people who would say, you know what? I would love to do it myself, but really it's not my own. I don't have the time. I don't have time to learn it. I just want it done. So I said, great. At that point, I started to build the sites for various clients. And we'd meet, we'd talk, find out what they want to do, what they need to accomplish, what any ideas that they have, any design ideas, what colors, you know, all those kind of things that happen when making a site. Then the other question I always ask is, well, what do you want your website to do? You're saying you want a website, but for what reason? And a lot of times people don't even realize. They go, well, a reason? Well, don't I need one? And everybody thinks, yeah, I need a website. It's 2014. You have to have a website. But they don't realize why they need it. So we talk about the different reasons of why they should have a website and what's the goal of having that website. And then once we talk about all those things, then I will build them the site, get it up and running, and at that point we can decide, do they want me to take care of it or do they want to do it themselves? In that case, it goes back to the original training and I can teach them how to do it. So it's kind of the whole
awesome
gamut from I'll do everything for you to all the way down to I will teach you everything that you need. It usually works out well because obviously they're going to be somewhere in the middle.
Yep, absolutely. And I'm looking at your services now, and I see where you do have the set up and design kind of services, or you have the work with Paul, which is the coaching or group coaching. So if you're listening today and you need help with your WordPress, then I suggest you go, first of all, to Paul's site, ineedhelpwithwordpress.com, because there you can sign up for his free 28-day e-course that will help you determine whether you want to learn how to do it yourself or you want someone to do it for you. And I think you're right, Paul, in today's world, 2014, we're all digital, we're all online, and everybody thinks they, you know, first thing they want to do is get a website, but there's so many people still out there just thinking about it, or they need a second one, or they need help. They need help with WordPress. So what would you suggest they do to start with?
Well, actually, they should probably decide if it's something that they want to learn and they want to do it themselves. Then, as you mentioned, that the free 28-day e-course actually will deliver one email a day to their mailbox with steps. It's a step-by-step process of going through and learning how to build a website on their own. So it's basically a self-paced tutorial. If they don't want to do it and they want to take a look at a website or if they want to if they want me to take a look at their website, if they want something, kind of a website audit review, they can get in touch with me and we can schedule time to just chat about that. You know, if it's to talk about what it is that their website should be doing for them. If they want to take a course, like you said, on the website, I offer a 8-week course, which is kind of like a master's program in website design and building their own site in WordPress. And as I mentioned before, just having a website is never going to be enough. So in that 8-week course, we actually talk about SEO, which is search engine optimization, and how to get better rankings in the search engines like Google and Yahoo and Bing. We talked about building a list of potential clients and customers so that you can stay in touch with them and have a relationship with them. We talk about driving traffic, because unlike the movie with Kevin Costner where they said, you know, build it and they will come, if you build a website and nobody knows about it, ain't nobody going to be coming. So it's going to be like you're building this little oasis out in the desert and nobody's even walking by. So we cover lots of stuff with that.
Well, that's awesome. So if you're listening, ineedhelpwithwordpress.com, look over. So I just looked through all the services that you offer and looked through the coaching program. So honestly, I can tell you, Paul, I'm not one that likes to do my own website. So I think I'm going to have to be talking to you before long myself. Now, and so if you're listening to Paul, I've got a couple more questions, Paul, and then we're going to turn it back over to Tony. But so if you're listening today, go check it out. Check out his website. Get in touch with him or find out about his group coaching or some of his programs. And then, Paul, what's next for you? Anything, any future plans you're working on as far as, you know, any other services you're looking at, anything you and Michelle are cooking up that you're going to be announcing before long?
Well, I guess on a travel basis, you mentioned that, you know, our next tour stop is going to be in Boston. I'm planning on being up there with her. So I'm looking forward to that because that's going to be awesome, just spending the day with her, listening to her impart the knowledge. As you know, every time you talk with her, you learn something new. And she's great that way. So
will you be back in Houston in September?
I will be at her event. She's got a panel that will be speaking, and I will be part of that panel, so I will certainly be there as well.
Great. Good. So, Paul, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, what's the best way?
Probably the best way is actually through the website. There's a tab there that says contact, and I'll get the email that way. Or if they want to email me directly, the email address is help@ineedhelpwithwordpress.com.
So do you do strategy sessions also?
I do, and that's one of the things. If somebody wants to get in touch with me, we can set up a time where we can talk about, do a website audit where I'll review their site for them, take a look and see what I think that they should change, find out from them what's working, what's not working, and we can decide if there's anything that that they should do to their site. And again, they're, you know, the way I work, if they're happy to do it themselves, that's awesome. If they want me to help with some of the work, I can do that as well, whatever works best for the people.
That's great. That's awesome. So if you've been listening now, you understand that if you need help with your WordPress site, or if you have a site that you would like to move to WordPress, have WordPress as your platform, then give Paul a call. Go to the website, ineedhelpwithwordpress.com. Get in touch with him. Paul does offer a 30-minute strategy session, he says, so he would talk to you for 30 minutes on, you know, what kind of help you need. Paul, one last thing. Any one-sentence kind of tip you want to leave with them?
Ooh.
Sorry, you didn't mean to get your third.
One sentence tip that's going to apply to everybody, huh?
Well,
to most people. I'll say for the folks just starting out, just stick with it and have fun. There are going to be times where things might seem a little rocky and unsure, but that's not just your website, your whole business as well. Just stick it through, have fun, and I am sure good things will come to you.
Very good. Paul, thank you so much for letting me be the one that talks to you today. I love getting to know you and other people in the program and Michelle's coaching program. So I look forward to seeing you at the next time, either NAMS or one of her events. So thank you again. And if you're listening, get in touch with Paul if you need help with your WordPress. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Sandy. Have a great day. Be well.
You too.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio media, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Welcome back to the show, Take Action, Get Profits. This show is typically hosted by Michelle Sism, DecisiveMinds.com. She is speaking today in Seattle, so this is your host for today, Sandy Lawrence, and I want to welcome our second guest, Gregory Ann Cox. So, Greg, welcome to today's show.
Thank you, Sandy.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for asking. And you?
I'm doing wonderful. Where are you located?
I'm on the eastern end of Long Island in the Hamptons. Do you know where that is?
I've heard of it. I know where Long Island is. So,
okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a beachy community.
Yeah, so that's where you live?
I do. I live here full time. I'm from the New York City originally, but I don't know. I retreated out here some 14 years ago.
Wow, that is awesome. So that's where people go to vacation, and you get to live there all the time, huh?
I know. It's crazy when I think about it.
Well, that's interesting because our former guest, Paul Taubman, is from New Jersey, the northern New Jersey. So two people from the East Coast on one day. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's funny.
So, Greg, I don't know a lot about you. I've been looking at your website over since this morning when Tony asked me to be the guest host today. So do you know Michelle Sism?
I do know Michelle. I absolutely love Michelle. We're in a program together with Larry Winget and Suzanne Evans called Hell Yes Star.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's awesome. That's awesome.
And I've been following her for years before that, but, yeah, I do know her.
So were you at Be the Change?
I was, and I did a breakout at Be the Change.
Oh, my gosh. I'm
yeah.
so sorry.
Did you attend?
I did. So I've worked with Michelle since last September. When she did her workshop, her event in Houston, and so in December, I guess, is when I actually she hired me to do her PR for her, and then in January I entered her Platinum Coaching Program. So yes, and I've known of her for a few years. She's she's spoken in Houston and some other things. So yeah, I'm a big fan of hers. But I had never been to anything with Suzanne. I've heard of Larry Wingate, known about him for years, but because of National Speakers Association.
Okay.
But so yeah, so congratulations on being part of that program.
Thank you.
So so tell me a little bit about. So I'm looking at Rebellious Wellness, and of course that attracted my attention immediately. So, healthy strategies for time-starved people and teens.
Yeah.
So tell me, what is that? What does that mean? What do you do?
It means that I either coach or I do workshops. I do speaking engagements to help busy people put health into their to-do list without it taking a lot of time and without them feeling challenged. And what I see are two challenges. One is, what the heck really is healthy? And then the other one, of course, across the board is, I don't really have time. Is this going to take a lot of time? And over the years of being an entrepreneur and, of course, running my own business and having life work all around that, I, too, have busy days. And even though I do this for a living, there are times when I just want to throw it under the bus. You know, I'm at the computer and I don't want to get up and take that walk, or I don't want to make myself a salad. I'd rather eat, you know, half a box of crackers because they're right there. But the other thing I know is that without our health and feeling energetic every day, we don't do as well in our business. It's just, I think we forget how hard it is to work when we're not feeling well until something happens. Like we get the flu and we still have to show up and coach or on a call. It's torture, right? So I want to help people put in the five basic strategies every day so they can be as well and feel good as often as possible.
So how did you happen to, is this something you've always done, or how did you get involved in this wellness kind of program?
You know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a doctor, but I had a science teacher in high school say, you're really good with language, you're not so good with science. I wouldn't do that if I were you. And, of course, what do we do when a person in authority does something, says something?
Oh,
we kind
absolutely.
Of go, oh, yeah. So then I studied psychology, which was still helping people, but, you know, in a different way. But somehow I ended up in the culinary world. I went to culinary school. And so for 27 years, I cooked for people. I did giant restaurants, small restaurants, celebrity homes. I was a consultant for a couple of healthy food restaurants. And while I was developing this, the very first quick healthy food concept in California about 20 years ago, the man whose restaurant concept it was a heart surgeon, a well-known heart surgeon. And he said, I really want you to understand that the reason I have to do a restaurant is that people need to know that they don't have to have heart surgery. If they, 65% of the people I operate on do not have to have heart surgery. They're just not making good choices in their life. And I thought, okay. He said, so I want you to come and watch heart surgery so I can show you what a healthy heart looks like and what an unhealthy heart looks like. Now, of course, the medical student who never was in me said, yes, of course, I'm going to go stand in the OR, not really thinking about it. And there I was. They prepped me, they scrubbed me, they put me right next to the anesthesiologist. And before I knew it, after they'd cracked the bones and, put on the big heart and lung machine, there was this heart in his hand. And he was showing me the difference of what this woman, he said, these are her lifestyle choices. This is healthy fat. That was it for me. That just changed my life. But I didn't leave cooking right away. It took me a number of years to just kind of burn out on it. You know, it's always weekends and everybody else has off for the summer and you're cooking in somebody's home. Even though I worked for some really cool, very famous people, I was just done. And I thought, well, maybe I'll get a psych degree. Nah, I didn't want to go back to school full time. So somebody introduced me to the idea of coaching. And once I took a few classes, I then fell in love with it and got certified. And being a coach, it started out life coaching. I worked for a big company for a couple of years. But then this health piece just kept coming back. And I started to work on myself. My mid-40s hit, and everything upended, and what used to work didn't. So I don't know. It's been a combination of my experience and my desire to really help people is how I got here.
Wow, that is a great story. And I know that you probably tell some of that story in your book. And I love the title of your book, Your Genes Do Not Determine the Size of Your Genes. Your G-E-N-E-S do not determine the size of your J-E-A-N-S. So that's great.
Thanks.
I can't wait to look at that. I can't wait to read that book. I was already looked at it on Amazon. So great, great, great. And I love the story about the, you know, actually being in a room where they're operating on someone's car.
Oh, my gosh. That was
oh, my gosh.
Crazy. Yeah.
That would be a life-changing experience.
It really was. And I just thought, oh, this is going to be cool, right? I didn't really have an idea of what the impact would be, but clearly it defined a good portion of who I was going to be as an adult.
So tell me about the book. How did you, when did you write the book?
You know, this is actually my second year in that speaking program. So I'm Hell Yes Star was last year, and then I went back. There was a mastery program offered, so I joined again. So last year was... We have to write a book. So Your Genes was last year's book. So I've just now finished a second book. But the Genes book is, it had been brewing for a number of years. And I guess I had to pay to the point of pain to get somebody to make me sit down and write it, you know. Join a program where you have only 6 months to write the book, and, oh, if you don't get it done, sorry for you. Well, then I was going to get it done. And it really is, it's all about the myths that surround health and aging and food. And since most of my clients were women, I guess I had a woman in mind when I wrote the book, but I've had in the past couple of weeks, for some reason, I keep meeting men that have read my book. And I think that's kind of interesting. So I guess it appeals to everybody. But many times when I would be coaching, and still today, a woman will go to a doctor and, you know, maybe she's 47 or 50, and she's like, you know, I'm just not myself, and I'm not sleeping, and I'm kind of moody. And right away they whip out the prescription pad, and they want to give them an antidepressant. And we're not depressed. You know, a lot of people are here in the world of transformation. They're changing the world. They're helping people make money. They're going to Africa on trips. You know, it's not depression. It's physiological most of the time. Or it might be psychological. There may be a depression, but I'm just saying across the board, that's a poor excuse for healthcare. And so the book takes on, I think there are 12 chapters, and each chapter deals with, like, one is calories in equals calories out. That's a total myth. The body's not a science lab. You know, it doesn't work exactly like a car engine where everything is measured and accurate and timed. And again, this is what happens at your age is one of my least favorite expressions. It is very common.
I read that on your website.
Oh, my gosh, because it limits people. We hear it so often that people start to, they live into this lower expression of themselves, right? Well, I really don't want to, I'm 55, and I'm guilty too. I mean, I was on the phone with my coach today, and I heard myself say, I'm doing a one-day event in October, and I heard myself say to her, well, you know, I don't know how I could make that happen for 65 people. It's going to be so much to do. And she just said, listen to what you just said. You take a stand for people to constantly live their full expression and find ways to be energetic, and you're already dismissing this idea that you have. I was like, oh, see how subtle it is? But it's because we hear it all the time. So
Absolutely.
That's the book. Yeah.
Well, I am very excited to read the book now. Because I'm 70, so I'm at an age where I love those kind of statements. So I have to ask you, and then in just a minute I'm going to ask you to tell how people get in touch with you. Tell
okay.
us about your strategy sessions, because I know you have those. I see that on the website.
Uh-huh.
But first I just have to ask, where did Rebellious Wellness come from?
Well, that's a good question. I honestly don't know. The business before Rebellious Wellness was called Midlife with a Vengeance. So there is clearly this theme of, you know, not taking life by the horns, shall we say. And the rebellious part, I guess, is who I am. I was raised in a home. My mom worked, but she was a very liberal person, and she said, you should always ask questions. You should never be afraid to challenge somebody, you know, make sure. And so there was this, you know, way of being that I grew up in, and it suited my personality because I kind of came out a little bit rebellious, I think. And then one day I was thinking about what I was saying. So working with Larry and Suzanne in this coaching program, as Michelle will tell you, they make you get very clear on your point of view. And I realized that my point of view was that everything is possible at any age, right? Anybody can look and feel their best, no matter where they are in the spectrum. And there's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of money that is covering up some information that should be made public, et cetera. So I thought, you know, that's not just your standard health coach kind of person. So what does that sound like? Well, it sounded rebellious to me. And then the word wellness fell in there, and there you have it. It just, you know how those things happen, right?
I do, and I love it. You know, being in marketing and PR, I love those kind of, when I saw rebellious wellness, I'm like, okay, I have got to ask for this question, because that is great. And I also love, so if you're listening today and you want to find out more about Greg, which I think that's the most interesting thing, your name anyway, Gregory Ann Cox. You did, you got a had a rebellious name from the beginning. Cause
I know, right?
Gregory.
I did.
And so her website is midlifewithavengeance.com. And beautiful website, I have to tell you. Great.
Oh, thank
and
you.
I love, so if you want to sign up for her freebie, and I love websites that have that. So Burn Baby Burn, 20 tips to fire up your metabolism. So I think everybody should be running to their computer to sign up for that. So that is great. So now I want you to tell us a little bit about your strategy sessions and what you do. So if you're listening and you want to find out more about Greg and you want to find out about her rebellious wellness program, which sounds interesting to me just because of the name, and because I need help with wellness, so you got me on both counts here. So tell what can they expect from a 30-minute strategy session with you?
Okay, I'll tell you how to find them. First of all, you can just go to gregswithanschedule.com, and I always have open times during the week. And one of my core principles is that there isn't just one way to be healthy. And it's becoming, I'm happy to say, more mainstream that there isn't one prescription for everybody. You know, the USDA we had the pyramids, then we had a plate. I don't know, they're changing it again. To tell people how many servings of this and how many that is really not possible for 6 billion people on the planet. Or let's just stick to our country. I don't know how many millions of billions of people we have in this country, but because of age and stage and our culture, maybe it's a religious contribution to what we eat and what we don't. You know, maybe it's because we don't want to eat animals. Maybe it's because we do want to eat animals. There are just so many different things that we have to take into consideration. So when I get on the phone with somebody, first of all, I want to know, how can I help you? So not everybody comes with the same thing. Some people are tired. Some people want to lose weight. Some people actually, I still do life coaching because they're, you know, at a midpoint and they're thinking, I'm not really, but how do I and what about? So I find out what the person wants, and then I find out what's keeping them. Like, why do they need me if they know what they want, right? We often do this. Sometimes people don't know what they want. That's one way of, you know, that's a different kind of coaching, and I do that as well if that's what the person needs. But when people know what they want and they're not getting there, the question is, you know, what will it take? How much do you want it? Is it really something you want to do? Or are you just thinking about it? And then I find out really where the thing is that they came for. Because sometimes people will get on the phone and say, well, I really want to get off my diabetes medication, or I don't want to go on diabetes. My doctor just told me this. And really what the bigger picture is, they're just not doing much of anything for themselves, and that's just one example of where they are letting themselves off the hook, right? They know what they should be doing, but they're not doing it. So, again, once I find out what the person really needs, then it's like, okay, here's how I work. I either do I call it a play date. You guys have probably, everybody on the phone has probably heard of a VIP day offer from a coach where you go and you spend usually 4 or 6 hours. People do them by Skype now. And you hammer out everything that you want to work on in one setting. And I do that. And I do it a little bit differently because I think it's very important for people to have physical experiences and emotionally meaningful experiences. So it's not just talk therapy, again, right? We've all been through that, or at least most of the people I know
most of us
have had something like that, right? And I also do regular, you know, twice a month or three times a month coaching for 3 months, 6 months. Again, it's up to the person. I have a deep dive, I call it, a 30-day intensive. That's generally for people who have some engagement coming up. They might be getting on stage to do a presentation. They want to look their best and have energy. They might be running a 3-day event. They really need to learn how to manage their energy, even through the event. So, again, there are a number of different options, but it's really about finding out what would be best for the person.
Wow, that's incredible. So I think I may have to make my way over to your calendar and get a
please do
a strategy session. I would love to. And actually, when I was at the Vita Change, I met a few people that were in the Hell Yes Stars program.
Oh, yeah.
And sat at a table with them one night for the meal and was told that I should be there in November, since what I've done for the last, you know, almost 10 years is work with authors and publishers and help them as a publicist. So,
oh, wow.
You should be there in November. So that is on my agenda.
Oh, course, good.
Check that out and be there. And Michelle said she would be there as well. So I'm excited.
Yeah, that's
about
a great
that.
Event, a really good event.
You know, she has an event in Houston in September. So
yeah.
That might be worth checking out, because I can tell you there's a lot of people in here in Houston that would love rebellious wellness coaching and love to find out more about it. And, you know, she's doing her Make More Money tour right now, which is why she's on here today. So she's going to be in Boston. She's in Seattle today. She'll be in Boston next week.
Wow.
So anything, so we've got a few more minutes before I need to turn it back over to Mr. Tony Gambone, who's the producer of the show. So any last words you want to tell people about who you are, what rebellious wellness entails, or you know, some tips that they might have to know, would they be a good candidate for your wellness program?
Okay, that's a great question. Thank you. I would say that, first of all, I want to give a tip or two just whether anybody wants to work with me or not, and that is that really listen to your self, right? I have friends that say, oh, my body doesn't talk to me. Our bodies are constantly talking to us. And if food makes you tired, it's probably a good time to look at that food and say, how can I take one thing out? Let me see if I don't feel so tired after I eat this. Because we have energy, right? We wake up, the body has energy. The heart is still beating, that means there's energy. But we do things to diminish it because we just get busy and we don't think, right? So a little awareness about how we're using our energy throughout the day can go a long way to help. And the other thing I have to say is protein, protein, protein. It's becoming a more popular idea, which I'm very happy about. Women are notoriously bad at getting enough protein, and protein not only nourishes us, but it satisfies us, so we don't get hungry, so that we don't get those energy dips throughout the day. And the best person to work with me is really somebody who says, I know I have all this left to do. I have lots to give. I want to do a lot in my life. I want to feel as good as I possibly can, but I have all this other stuff to do. How do I make it happen? It's for people that are really committed to their health, or even they've never done it before. They've never really taken care of themselves, but now they're thinking, oh, it's time, right? Those are the best people for me, people that are excited about life and want to, you know, just have at it so that they have to feel really good to do all that.
Okay, that sounds like plenty of reasons for me to be in touch with you. So what email address should we use? We gave the website, midlifewithavengeance.com. Is
yeah,
that
or rebelliouswellness.com. Both of them.
Rebelliouswellness.com. I did go there, and I saw that it does take you over to this page. So.
We're in the middle of rebranding.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't wait to see what that looks like. So this is cool. I love these colors.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm just me. We're in the process of changing everything over from Midlife with a Vengeance, but I still have the hosting over at that old site. Yeah. But
okay,
they can just use, if they want to email me, just Gregory, spelled like a guy, at rebelliouswellness.com works.
Okay. And so go to her website. Also, you can connect with Gregory on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn. She's on all the social media sites. Check her out. Establish that relationship and contact her. Give the address again to contact you for a strategy session.
Sure. It's www.gregs, with an S, schedule, no hyphen or anything, gregschedule.com.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect. So, Greg, thanks very much. It was great to talk to you, get to know you a little bit. Sorry I missed you in Vegas. And I think the one in November, is that in South Carolina?
I have no idea. Suzanne's just, okay. She's a ball of fire and all over the place.
Who knows? She is. So hopefully I'll see you at the next
Stars.
And
I would love to meet you there.
I look forward to connecting with you.
Thank you so much, Sandy. This has been great.
Thanks, Greg.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com. Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Okay, we are coming to an end of today's show. Take action, get profits. So thank you for joining us. Just as a final couple of minutes we have left, I want to tell you a little bit, remind you actually, of first of all, webinar tonight on how the top, I don't think I even told you the name of it earlier, but the top 10 questions that you ask about PR and how to take advantage of it and how to get key and how to break through all this noise that's out there. So there are secrets, there are tips, and I want to share them with you and share with you what has worked for me and my clients and what has not worked for me or my clients. So one little tip I can tell you and give you a hint is sending one press release and expecting to be on Good Morning America, just probably not going to happen. So that's just a little tip. But let me also remind you about Michelle. This is her show. She pays the bills, so we want to make sure that she gets the final word. And as I said earlier, she is currently in the midst of her Make More Money Tour. You can find out about that at makemoremoneytour.com. And she is in Seattle, Washington today, so it's too late. Boston on June 27th, so a couple weeks from now she'll be in Boston. She'll be in Phoenix, Arizona on July 17th. Monday morning, August 11th, she'll be in Dallas, Texas. And then that Thursday, well, no, a couple Thursdays after that, she'll be in Houston on August 28th. So sign up now, and you can take advantage of this by getting in for the $97 for a 1 day. And this will be the best $97 you ever invested. It's great. I can tell you that Michelle, she shares from her heart. She is brilliant at how to take those business ideas you have and how to make money with them. So she, as she said, as I told you earlier, she had a big 3-day weekend in 2013 where she made twice as much money as she had made the year before. So great, great information. So check Michelle out either on, she's got a Facebook page. She is on Facebook. She's decisiveminds.com is her website. Check that out. But make sure you find out how you can be involved with this Make More Money Tour. Or if you're in the Houston area, go ahead and start checking out now how to be at her event. Well, be at the Make More Money Tour Day first, because I'll give you a little hint. At those stops, she's going to be giving some special pricing on the September event. So don't tell her I told you that. Anyway, stay tuned. Join us again next week. Michelle will be back next week. She will have two more guests, and we will see you then. In the meantime, take action, get profits.
You have been listening to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sism, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.